Well, another setback for Teinapora, with the Crown confirming it intends to appeal a High Court decision regarding his compensation. The High Court ruled last month that the figure should be reconsidered for inflation, with Justice Rebecca Ellis arguing errors were made during the decision-making process. However, she stopped short of saying Cabinet's decision on Pora's compensation package should be quashed. The Crown's appeal period ends tomorrow. Private investigator Tim McKinnell is a former police officer who helped to clear Teinapora's name, and Tim McKinnell is with me. Tim, evening.
Hi, Larry.
So you have spoken with a representative of the Crown, have you?
I haven't personally, but Teina's legal team have, and they've told us of their decision.
And what are they saying?
They're saying that they're filing a notice to appeal in the Court of Appeal in the next day or so. They intend to appeal the judge's decision around Teina's inflation adjustment.
And why are they appealing? What's their argument?
Well, it's not clear yet. They have said that it's a holding position and that this needs to be done because they're a caretaker government. I have some cynicism about that approach and that explanation.
Well, if they're appealing and that's not a holding position, they want to go back to court, don't they?
Well, that's right. That seems to be the process. And, you know, if it's a holding position, why didn't they announce that before the election?
Teinapora's reaction to this?
Bitterly disappointed. We all are. This is, reflecting on it, this one hurts more than the others, and it's not quite clear why that is, but this, I guess we thought it was over. We'd done everything we needed to, and today we find out that's not the case.
And were you actually, personally, you were confident that the government would come round to inflation-proofing the compensation payment?
Well, we were very, very hopeful. I mean, the judge's decision out of the High Court in Wellington was very strong. It was reasoned, and you know, we thought it was a powerful position, and that it would be, it would be a strange decision to appeal it. But here we are.
Are there issues, or could there be issues around precedence if this goes forward? Is that one of the issues, do you think?
I think that's a fair point, and to give the national government some credit, there may be some constitutional issues around a judge finding flaws in a discretionary cabinet decision. We accept that, but that wouldn't prevent, we don't think, Teina being paid the inflation adjustment that he's clearly due.
The interesting thing is the government don't have to appeal, do they? They can just rule it out. It's a cabinet decision. I mean, it's just the court's just saying we believe that he should get the increase. They don't have to agree to it.
No, that's exactly right. And so Tanner's not only been a victim of a miscarriage of justice, but it would appear he's now a victim of politics as well. It's terrible for him.
Right. So you've told us about his reaction. So how's he dealing with all this? He just wants to get on and live his life, does he?
Yeah, he wants to get on. I mean, life's not easy for him, to be fair. I think I've said it several times before, he's really struggling to get by. And he's sick of having to fight, and he's sick of having attention drawn to him sort of periodically. He just wants to get on with his life, but he also wants to be treated fairly, and that's yet to happen.
And with court action, I guess that chews up more of his compensation payment, doesn't it? Because somebody's got to pay for this.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's certainly at risk. We knew at the end of the High Court hearing that the Crown was seeking costs from Teina if he lost. So he's got skin in the game.